This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Palestinian health officials in the Gaza Strip say Israeli airstrikes killed at least 11 people overnight into Tuesday, including a family of three in the built-up Baraj refugee camp and eight police officers in the central town of Deir Baabala. In the occupied West Bank, the Israeli military said Tuesday it killed two Palestinians who it claimed were attempting to launch a shooting attack toward Israeli communities. The fate of a proposal to temporarily halt fighting in Gaza, increase humanitarian aid, and set free some hostages held by Hamas remains uncertain Tuesday, with Hamas yet to respond to the proposal and Israeli officials questioning some of the details. Meanwhile, the U.S. has urged the U.N. Security Council to support the three-phase plan announced last week by President Joe Biden. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield says the United States circulated a draft resolution Monday to the 14 other council members to back the proposal for ending the conflict that began with Hamas's surprise attack in southern Israel on October 7th that killed about 1,200 people. In a statement, she said, numerous leaders and governments, including in the region, have endorsed this plan, and we call on the Security Council to join them in calling for implementation of this deal without delay and without further conditions. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The World Health Organization said Tuesday the health and humanitarian situation in Gaza has caused significant strain on the health systems of neighboring countries, partially due to the evacuation of critical patients there. At a Geneva news conference, WHO Eastern Mediterranean Regional Director Hanan Balki said thousands of patients from the Gaza Strip have required evacuation for treatment of complex injuries and ailments.
Egypt has been hosting a significant number of the patients, but the needs are between minimum 7,000 to over 11,000 patients.
This is VOA News.